to info@ubctv.ca or to log on to ubctv.ca for more details.
I want to be on your TV so that you might notice me.
As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, some weird and way out sounds this week. And right now, we're featuring the progressive groups which are spearheading this revolution in pop.
There is the real danger that more and more young people may follow the call to turn on, tune in, drop out.
A revelation of the ultimate reality of things, of their infinite textures.
They depend on hallucination for their philosophy. This is not a new idea, and it has never worked.
God damn your dumbass!
Revisit the days when the colors were turned to 11 on Stereoscopic Readout. Thursday evenings, 6 to 7:30 p.m. You'll hear the best in psychedelic music, garage rock, freak beat, acid funk, and other musically and socially relevant artifacts from 1965 to today. Here on 101.9 FM CITR. Life will be a
different game. This is my happening and it freaks me out.
You people feel like making some noise tonight.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina colada.
What do you like?
Dead, burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
But noise! Noise! Yeah, noise! Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Your host, Luke Mead here, and a very special show today. If you're jaded and old like me, you definitely remember the heyday of Skinny Puppy, and who are celebrating an anniversary of sorts tomorrow night at Celebrities. Kevin Key from Skinny Puppy and Stephen R. Gilmore, the designer supreme of most network records, are spinning a completely amazing retro set. And that's what we're going to be doing today, is we're going to be kind of honoring Skinny Puppy and the music of, and all their offshoots. They have worked with so many amazing people that it's quite interesting that we can put together a show that doesn't necessarily only play one band, which is going to be kind of cool. So yeah, you're going to hear a lot of Skinny Puppy, but a lot of bands that influenced them, a lot of bands that they have worked with, and yeah, we're just going to kind of fly by the seat of your pants. I got a feeling that for the next hour and a half, the radio is going to sound like CITR did around 1988 to 1991 kind of thing. But if you do want to hear anything Skinny Puppy related, please don't hesitate to give me a shout here at 822-2487. And keep bear that in mind, because we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to the show later in the show, so stay tuned. And so we'll give you a little bit of history here. I grew up in Red Deer, Alberta, and 1986 I got handed this. Well, it was on cassette, actually, and it was a friend of a friend. Okay, Corey Martins was one of my best friends. We used to get together every week and swap tapes and stuff, and we used to make tapes off of each other of stuff that we owned. And you know, we were both kind of, I don't know, 13-year-old skate punk kids and stuff, just getting into punk rock and everything like that. And he handed me a copy of Remission. Skinny Puppy's first major release. And he's like, yeah, my buddy Doug gave this to me. He thinks there's something wrong with the tape. He says it sounds like, he thinks the tape is warped. Like, he thought it was a manufacturer error. And we put it in, and manufacturer error or not, we had never heard anything like it, and we thought it was pretty damn cool. So, yeah, I kept it. I annexed it from him, actually. And therefore, kind of my excursion into the world of, like, Skinny Puppy's electronic industrial, I don't know what you call it, malaise, started, basically. And so we're going to start off the show with that. The first Skinny Puppy song I ever heard, and that would be Smothered Hope. This is not Smothered Hope, yet the label says that it is. Thank you, Network Records, once again. This is actually Solvent. Still a kick-ass tune, but we will get to Smothered Hope in a bit.
Thank you. Come on, get a life. Spend 6 or 9 months getting involved in communities across Canada.
If you are between 17 and 21, not sure about your next step for college or university, want to meet people from all over Canada, and want to put something impressive on your resume, then listen to Those That Got a Life.
Check out gokatimovic.com. That's go, K-A-T-I-M-A-V-I-K.com. Come on, get a life.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is A Noise. And like I said, all for the entire show today, all Skinny Puppy and Skinny Puppy related projects in honor of tomorrow, one night only, the Vancouver return of Kevin Key and Stephen R. Gilmore. DJ set and autograph set, session, excuse me. May 28th, that's tomorrow, 9 p.m. Celebrities Nightclub. And a whole whackload of kind of surprise guests are going to be there, featuring members of Images and Vogue. Our very own Nardwar the Human Serviette is going to be there. I, Brain Eater. It also says in the press release, download Frontline Assembly, which is members of, and obviously, you know, Kevin Key has a hand in most of those kind of projects and stuff like that. But reuniting tomorrow. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome. What you heard there, just kind of scratching the surface with their career there. I apologize again. That was Network's fault. The labels on the actual album are reversed. Side A is side B, and side B is side A. And, yeah, we heard something of a remission there. Solvent, the first song on side two. Another damn fine tune, though, if you ask me. Off of Bites, another one of my favorite records. Deadlines, great track. And then something off of Vivisect 6. We heard the single Texture. It's kind of mind-blowing, actually, with it. When I was listening to those three songs. Like, I must confess, I haven't listened to Skinny Puppy in almost 15 years, I got to admit. And particularly those albums. And but at the time, they used to scare the crap out of my mom and stuff like that. And I'm listening to it now, and it just sounds downright really quite prettily musical, you know, and just shows you how much noise and irritation has come since those days or whatever. We're going to get into the era where they started working with Elaine Jorgensen from Ministry fame. Back in about 1989, Elaine struck gold with the album Land of Rape and Honey by, of course, the Ministry. And Skinny Puppy started working with him down at Wax Trax Studios in Chicago and released an album that was, I want to say influenced by, but definitely kind of ran congruently with the sound that Ministry was doing. And we couldn't really tell who was paying homage to who, kind of thing. But Rabies is an amazing record. And I think it's the one to blame for, not blame, but kind of propelled them into international success. And we're going to hear my favorite song off of it, entitled Warlock. We'll be right back.
Thank you. to be delivered, and delivered in a hurry.
Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise, and attributing it to tonight, this show is dedicated to tomorrow night, Love Affair One Night Only, Vancouver return of Kevin Key from Skinny Puppy and Stephen R. Gilmore. What you just heard in that set was a set that I spun probably back in 1991. Yow. And that's when I was listening to a lot of Skinny Puppy. But we started there off with Warlock off of the Rabies album. And then we mixed in some Coil off of the Snow 12-inch. That was the Jack Dangerous remix. And then we carried it on with some Meat Beat Manifesto off of the Helter Skelter 12-inch. And then we finished you off there with some Front 242. And I'm sure there are not a single Skinny Puppy fan who is not familiar with any of those bands. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to tomorrow night. Keep your ears pricked right now. 822-2487 is the number you're going to call, but a skill testing question involved. The Skinny Puppy song I'm about to play, entitled The Choke off of the Bites album, has a sample from a movie. And I need you to tell me what movie and who is speaking and what movie is it from? 822-2487. This is Skinny Puppy with The Choke.
You cut off my head, what would I say? Me and my head or me and my body?
Yes, sir. the intimate annihilation of human faculties, whatever they might be inclined to suppose. There may be a word, asking the executioner to play the lies we seek of the mouth.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Yes, indeedy. I think tomorrow night at I keep wanting to say Love Affair, but tomorrow night at Celebrities Nightclub, there's going to be a lot of people there that are going to be thirsty that don't drink wine. Tomorrow night, one night only, Kevin Key, Stephen R. Gilmore, New Wave DJ set and autograph session starting at 9 p.m. Congratulations to the caller that won tickets there. Yes, off of The Choke by Skinny Puppy. The sample is Roman Polanski from his very kind of underground film, quite good though, The Tenant, I believe made in 1968. But yes, that's him rambling on drunkenly to himself in the fabulous movie The Tenant. So just won yourself two tickets there. Thanks to the promoters for offering that to us. And we'll see you there tomorrow night. We're going to get into some quasi Skinny Puppy related territory here. I didn't realize that when Einstein Neubauten were first visiting Vancouver back in 1986 for the Expo 86 Carnival or whatever, one of their more legendary concerts, apparently. I was much too young to know who Einstein Neubauten were back in those days. I was, but I certainly would have kind of cared, you know. And apparently, as legend has it, that they got, I don't know, that they got arrested on stage or they were forbidden to enter Canada again after their performance and stuff. And people were dragging their old German grandmothers to this concert thinking that it was going to be traditional German folk music. And they started playing music with chainsaws and stuff like that. And I know that Skinny Puppy were there and stuff. And our very own Peter from Breakfast with the Browns was at that show. I still think he was in high school back in those days. But they actually recorded... Here in Vancouver at Mushroom Studios. And this track was mixed by Skinny Puppy's own David Ogilvy. This is Einstein Neubauten with Morning Dew.
Come on, you.
as normal. There's no more morning here. What they were saying all these years was true. Cause there's no more morning here. Walk me out in the morning, you, my honey. Walk me out in the morning, you leave of my heart. Can't walk you out in the morning, you, my honey. Can't walk you out in the morning, you leave of my heart. I thought I heard a younger crying, baby. I thought I heard a younger crying today. You did not hear my younger crying. You did not hear my younger crying.
Industrial, goth, metal, DJ Drake is back, live and loud on the Vampire's Ball. Friday nights, 2 to 4 a.m., right here on CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Hails and horns, over and out.
Yes, indeed. If you like your music dark in any way, Vampire's Ball back on the air. We're glad to have you back, Drake. Coming up, stay tuned. 1 o'clock, we have the Green Majority, Canada's only environmental talk radio show hosted by CIUT. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio Agogo with Mr. Frank Rumbletone, the best in garage psychedelic rock. 5 o'clock, Arts Report with the lovely Tracy Fuller. 6 o'clock, Audio Text with Julian Eric. 6:30 this week is going to be Sam Squatch's Hideaway. All Canadian content all the time. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Van City. And 11 o'clock, my man. And tune in tonight because he'll probably be doing something similar. Hopefully, at least. And I hope he's coming out tomorrow. If you're listening, Hans, you better be there. Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked on CITR all the time. Coming up, we've got something entitled... By the way, in case you didn't know, we're doing an entire Skinny Puppy-related show in honor of the Love Affair show tomorrow night, May 28th. Celebrities Nightclub, Kevin Key and Stovinar Gilmore spinning out of their own personal record collection. It's going to be a hootenanny. Coming up right now, we're going to hear a cover and then the original. We got something off of Hymns of the Warlock, a tribute to Skinny Puppy. And we're going to hear Raised in Black's version of Assimilate. And then we'll hear the masters themselves do it the way that it was originally done. This is Raised in Black on A Noise.
Thank you. Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Just about wrapping up the show here. You're listening to something off the brand new limited edition tour available at the show's only Throbbing Gristle album, Third Mind Movements, it's called. This was only available on their last recent tour across North America, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, and New York in April of 2009. This track is called Secluded, and Throbbing Gristle, insanely huge influence on Skinny Puppy. And yeah, again, tomorrow night, let's hope to see you there. Love Affair at Celebrities. Kevin Key and Stephen R. Gilmore from Skinny Puppy. New Wave DJ set and autograph sessions. Tickets are on sale at the door. First door, the rest are $25. And they're going fast. So if you don't have any, go early. And yeah, like I said, we were going to start the whole show off with the very first Skinny Puppy song I heard. I accidentally played side two. The reason being is the album, the version of Remission that I own, it has side two on both sides of the record. So I don't know if that's worth anything, but and I just found that out myself. This is out of my collection. I bought it years ago at I think I even had a Network garage sale. Do you remember those? Either way, went through the vaults, dug it up. We're going to leave you with the way that I wanted to start the show off with. This is the first Skinny Puppy song I ever heard, all the way back to 1986, of Remission. This is Smothered Hope. And this is also Luke Mead signing off, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now. We'll be right back.
hell? What is it? What happens in it? The world's a hell.
I'm Laura Telford. I'm the executive director for Canadian Organic Growers, and you're listening to The Green Majority.